Hey, welcome to the Keep It Cute Show. Today you are going to be seeing a very special and different episode because we're both remote. Some of us are in more exciting destinations than others. I'm in my backyard, which is an oasis for me. I love being back here. And my fabulous co-host is not even in the States right now. Where you at, Ian?
Girl, I am in Montego Bay, Jamaica, man. Yeah, man. I am here on the island, one of my favorite places to go for self-care. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. We are talking about self-care. We are coming from two of our happy places. My happy place is Jamaica, is the beach, is an island anywhere. Her happy place is a park. She loves to be outdoors. So we're talking about self-care, and we're coming to you remotely from some special places. So this is going to be a little different for the Keep It Cute Show, but we're excited to talk to you about self-care.
Yeah, but before we get started, let's go ahead and do like a little icebreaker fun, all right?
Okay.
Before we get started, my question to you is, what is your confession for the week?
Ooh,
what is something that you would like to share that you probably haven't shared or you wouldn't typically share?
Okay. Let's see. My confession for the week, I'm thinking like the Usher song just popped up. These are my confessions. That's popped in my head. My confession is that I am drinking water right now. Because I had a whole lot to drink last night. I had a whole lot of rum punch and champagne and wine. So I am drinking water. No wine for me today.
Glasses of wine today.
Yes. I've traded in my wine for water.
Recuperation is absolutely needed.
Right.
My confession for this week is that, you know, it's a lovely weekend in DC. It's the first time I really had like the weather break in a while. And so because of that, I haven't shaved my legs.
You're taking it to 1976 over there, huh?
It's not like I'm going to be wearing anything short. So why am I shaving my legs? So I haven't shaved my legs in a minute, y'all. The weather today has let me know that, Sabrina, it's about that time. I'm going to have to go ahead and get it done. But yeah, I haven't shaved my legs in a while just because I don't do it as often when the weather is cold. So I'm like, well, you know, ain't nobody going to see it. So it's fine.
I'm sure Walter would appreciate it
I don't really get that bad. But I don't be doing it like every other day, like, you know, others would. I'll let, you know, a couple days go by. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't shaved my legs in a while. So that's my confession for the week.
Whatever you guys' confessions are for the week, put it in the chat. We can't wait to hear what you are confessing, what you're willing to share. So put that in the chat.
Absolutely. So, girl, are you ready for the controversy and chaos that has been flipping around in these streets?
Come on, controversy and chaos. I'm here for it.
So I think the thing that I have seen the most over the last week is the memes or the photos that have like gone viral on the internet around Kalori Lee Simmons' daughter, who's been dating that 65-year-old, I guess, like extremely wealthy. I don't know if he's a billionaire, millionaire. He's just an older man. I'm assuming he has a lot of money. I cannot pronounce Kamora Lee Simmons' daughter's like first name.
Do you want to say
Aoki? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me not butcher it.
Aoki Lee. So yeah, I've been seeing that. So she was recently in St. Bart's, a different island. She was with her boyfriend that we're allegedly saying, I guess it is not even alleged anymore. That's her boyfriend, who is this, you know, very wealthy, older white man. And it's so interesting because that age gap is so wide. I mean, at the same time, I'm sure that she is accustomed to a certain lifestyle. She was raised by Kimora and Russell. So I'm assuming that she is a little more, I don't want to assume that she's more mature just because she had that lifestyle, but she's just accustomed to a different lifestyle than most people are. So perhaps she has a little more to relate to that guy, but that's weird though. I couldn't see it. I don't see how. We talked about that on another episode before about that age gap. How can you have that large of an age gap and have something to relate to and talk about? Like, what do you think?
I mean, this puts the whole Drea and Jalen Green thing to Shane, right? Like, that is nothing in comparison. This age gap is double. It's like 40 plus years of like an age gap between, which is wild to me. This man was a full-on 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this was born.
Right.
Wild. He was 40 old when she was born. Like, he had grown, like, he was what, like 15 years away from retiring when she mm-hmm. was like, it's just crazy to me, like, the just like the perspectives on life and stuff. But, and so I feel like, man, I am kind of glad to see that, like, people are blowing it up, because I feel like they blew up Drea's situation. So I was like, you're going to blow up Drea's situation. You have to keep each blow up the situation when it comes to when you have relationship with the male or when older. And so yeah. I'm happy to see that the internet ain't safe for nobody, right?
It's not.
Well, in that respect. But I also feel like, you know, to what you said, I don't know. I already feel like, you know, maybe having fun having a sugar daddy. I really feel like that. I feel like she's just having fun having a sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. I think that she grew up with a lot of privilege. She's probably very cultured. Her mom was a model. Her dad mm-hmm. was an entrepreneur.
A Harvard graduate.
Yeah. So, you know, she's used to, you know, traveling the world. She's used to experiencing different cultures. She's probably used to a lot of those things. And I don't know how many men who are her age are going to be able to provide that lifestyle to her. Mm-hmm. So I think that I can very easily see her wanting to be with an older man, because that older man probably has similar experiences and he can provide them for her. Right. Like, in one of the videos I saw, she was talking about different designers that mm-hmm. she liked. We're talking about going shopping like that. Like, you know, it's not just about traveling. It's also about, like, the luxury that she wants is able to have with him. So at the end of the day, they're two consenting adults.
You know,
at the end of the day, ain't no one's arm being twisted, ain't no one being manipulated in that way. She seems very aware of what she's doing, and she's very okay with it. What I thought was interesting was Kamora Lee Simmons posted that, like, video of a panda, like, grabbing its, like, baby by the neck and trying to, like, drag it or whatever back.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and I think the caption was something like, getting my last damn nerve or something like that.
Oh.
And people were speculating, like, does that have to do with, you know, Aoki? Is that what's going on? Like, is this, like, a reference of her daughter, like, just off doing the most and she's trying to reel her back?
You didn't grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I wouldn't be surprised. It was interesting, but, like, you know, Kamora can't talk. Super young when she started dating Russell, like super.
Yeah.
How old was that?
Like, she was a teenager.
She was really young when she started like dating him. You know, I don't know exactly what happened at what age, but, you know, I know that she met him when she was very young. So,
you know,
it's not hard to tell your daughter not to do something when you've done it.
She did too. Yeah. I also saw that Aoki posted a video asking people to stop commenting on her weight. You know, people were saying, oh, she looks sick, she looks anorexic. And she was saying that she was getting fired from jobs because the comments were saying that she didn't look well, and brands didn't want to hire her anymore because the public felt like she was unhealthy. So she had posted something like, hey guys, please comment nice stuff. Please don't talk about my weight. You know, I'm getting fired from these jobs. And, you know, when we talk about people, women's weight, whether it's big or small, like, I think that those things, like, why we even had that having that conversation. I think that as long as she's healthy, as long as she feels good, and she said that she works out, she eats a lot, she just has a higher metabolism, she's tall. I mean, her mom was a model too. So I thought it was interesting that she was getting fired because of the comments.
I think I think that's so stupid. Like, as someone who grew up, like, as a beanpole, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was super duper thin, like, almost my entire life, you know what I mean? And you really just can't help how skinny you are. You can eat a whole entire medium to large pizza by yourself and you not eat it the next day. Like, that's, you know, someone who's had that privilege and burden at some point in my life, you know what I mean? I feel like it's, I feel for her. And the reason why I feel for her is because there's a lot of people will step out around fat shaming, but people don't step out when it comes to, like, shaming people for being skinny. And that's something I particularly hate, especially in the Black community, because I'm like, listen, you guys are so sensitive about talking about people when they're fat. But when it comes to people being skinny, it's like, it's a free for all. Like, it doesn't matter. It's okay. And I've always struggled with that, because as someone who identifies as Black and as someone who likes Black men, telling me I'm skinny mini and telling me, like, you know, I don't have curves and I don't have that isn't necessarily the most uplifting message when those are things that are coveted in our community. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not holding myself to these like Western Anglo, you know, perceptions of beauty. If I like Black men, I'm a Black woman, I want to look beautiful among my people. So I just really hate that that is something that is so normalized in our community. So I do really, really, really feel for her when it comes to that. It ain't right. She can't help it. She's just a skinny woman, you know what I'm saying, or a thin woman naturally, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell her to hold on to it as long as she can.
That part.
Me when it,
so when it goes so
these days.
Right.
So, but, and also I think it's stupid that brands are firing her because I always thought that models were supposed to be real thin. I thought that that's what they liked. So why are you firing someone for fitting the image or fitting the beauty standards of that industry? I don't understand why this is such an issue for her when they're plenty other, is she really that much skinnier than like Kendall Jenner or any of the other ones? Like, I highly doubt it.
No, she's tiny, but I think that they're just trying to push more of a healthy image, but not saying that she's unhealthy, but it's a double-edged sword, you know. So wishing Aoki all the best. Another thing I've been seeing in these Twitter streets or X streets are the Real Housewives of Potomac. So it's been a lot of shakeup happening. It's been a lot of cast changes, and producers are reaching out to other people to try to get some people on the cast. But with all the changes, we're having a lot of conversations about the reunion, and is colorism really an issue on the cast? What are your thoughts on that?
I do find it interesting that color has come up in this particular cast.
So many times.
And it's like this dark skin versus light skin narrative and rhetoric that is just so whack and just so, you know, just, I feel like we're just so evolved beyond that. So I'm really disappointed to even hear that it's there. And I don't know why, Dakia, because it's not like this is the first, you know, all Black Real Housewives franchise. We had Atlanta. Atlanta had different shades of women. They even had a white woman on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this has never come up. It's never come up. So why is it coming up now? And someone asked me, they thought it was a part of, and this is going to piss you off, is it a part of the culture here in like the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? Like, is it
about to say the same
Swarovski type of, you know, culture that is prevalent here?
Yeah, no, I was about to say the same thing. I'm a DC native, born and raised in the city. And I will say that colorism is part of the culture here. And I hate to say that. And again, I'm speaking from a place of love. But especially when we're growing up, like in the 80s in the city, but just in general, I'm pretty sure it happens in other locations as well. But in DC in particular, it definitely kind of played a part in our experience here. And because this cast is representing Potomac, Maryland, which is right outside of the city, I think that it could possibly be playing into this. This is the way we were raised. This is the ideals that were shown us, that we're supposed to be the standards of beauty, and you know, the light skin versus the dark skin. You know, it even goes back to, like, remember that School Days movie, you know, and the light skin versus the dark skin girls. And I hate to see it, and I hate to see that it's still being a broader issue right now in 2024. I do think that it's interesting because even when I think about the Potomac cast, there, I will absolutely say that some of the women get away with things that some of the other women would not have gotten away with. I don't know Mia, but I know that she has had a lot of times where it's been shown that she hasn't been as truthful, that she has lied. She has, you know, kind of evaded different things. She makes up stories, a lot of things. Like, you don't know if she's telling the truth or not. But I know for a fact, like, if Candace or Wendy were to get caught in a lie, it would be a whole big old thing. But when Mia lies, it's like, oh, that's just what she does. You know, why are we giving her a pass and not giving the other ones a pass? Think about the way Giselle hasn't really had a storyline in however many seasons, but yet she's still sitting for, this is the first reunion that she's not first chair. But how many other women could have gone that long without a real storyline?
Right, exactly. I do think it's interesting that Giselle's even still on the show. I really don't know what she's contributing in terms of like the message that she's sharing. You know, I just don't get it. Like, I feel for her. She's my Virgo sister, but I'm bored by it. So I'm kind of like, come on, girl. I do feel like a little bit of a double standard. And I think that Candace tried to call it out, but mm-hmm. then did it in such an
aggressive way that the message was crazy.
Yeah, like it lost mm-hmm. the message, but I felt like she was speaking to that directly. Like, mm-hmm. how dare you? I don't know. I just think it's interesting. People will fight against that because of like, oh, Giselle, and then have like, you know, Giselle's daughters are of darker skin complexion. Mm-hmm. You know, they take after their father or other parts of the family in that respect. So she fights against that a lot to say like, how dare you? You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I think that whether she subscribes to that or not, she has to understand that the privilege, or at least
perceived privilege,
or even the flexibility that she's given that others yeah. aren't, you have to wonder where that's really stemming from. And right. I hate to say it, like DC has been the home of that like passing community for generations. I mean, they had to survive economically, right? But even then, I think some of that legacy is still here. It's just unfortunate. And so now I'm wondering, like, how are they going to reassemble the cast? Like, mm-hmm. to be in there. I don't know why Ineka's still there.
What have you brought to the table? I was rooting for her. I'm not a fan.
I just felt like she herself just perpetuating other stereotypes within the Black community, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless of African descent and like that whole thing. Super disappointed in her. She should have known better considering what her own roots are. So I was just really taken by that of anyone on the cast, she would be the one to use that mm-hmm. for damaging people who you're supposed to be in community with. So
right.
why she is on the cast, I don't think she really provides much in terms of that. I don't know why she's on the cast. I'm hoping that Wendy stays on, but I heard that Wendy is leaving. I don't think it's confirmed, but I think Wendy may be leaving. And I hope that's not the case, but
yeah, I like Wendy a lot. I'm sad if she does leave, but I know she has a lot going on. Dr. Wendy has, she is booked and busy with all her degrees. But since Candace is leaving, I'm not sure who she would be with now. So unless there's some major shakeup and she brings one of her friends, it'd be interesting to see if Wendy stays.
I'm just glad my girl Karen is still on there. I have loved Karen for a season. I love that she's the OG on the show and she can read them all just like the best. And her fashion game is just like insane. Like she still yes. serves in her age. She's servant. And it makes me wonder if she was like 20 years older, I really feel like she'd be eating all them. I mean, 20 years younger.
Yeah,
she'd mm-hmm. eat all girls up. Like I really
is the truly grand dame. She is the grand dame.
I really do mm-hmm. think that. I think that's why she had that self-proclaimed title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a self-proclaimed title. Yes.
I don't know if anyone else ever called her that. That's what I'm right. self-proclaimed. But yeah. I think she deserved it. I love it from Karen. I'm glad they're keeping her. If they let go of her, then that franchise is really
let it all go. Let it go.
Let it all go. Oh yeah. Man, yeah. So these controversy and these rumor mail streets has been crazy, girl.
It really has.
Before we close that out, if you could pick anyone to replace the people who we've lost or the people who've left Real Housewives of Potomac, who would you want to replace them with?
Ooh.
Or would you want to invite anybody back?
Oh, that's a good question. Who used to be that? You know who I like? What's her name? Katie. Katie was a good kind of crazy. You remember her? She was a former model. She kind of had a little bit of a little nervous breakdown at one point.
Yeah, I don't think she can handle it, girl. I don't want to invite her back. I don't want to see another breakdown.
Yeah, she's trying to get her. But she was good TV.
She was like, I was like, this woman is losing it under pressure. Like someone yeah. take off the screen. Bad for her. You just saw her kind of like wither and lose it. Like she was yeah. just anyway. I wouldn't mind seeing Monique back. I don't think she'll ever do it, but I would
that's
love
the thing coming back. She's done. She's not coming back.
She's always been one of my faves. I just wish that she would come back with a different cast of people, see how she looked. Because mm-hmm. I feel like she was served a tough cast.
She was. I love Monique. Monique is a friend of mine, and she is in a good place right now. She is she is in a healthy, happy place, and going back into that chaos she's not going to do it. She's good. She's not returning.
Yeah, I just don't know if there's anybody else that I could really foresee out in there that I could think about the top. So
yeah. All right, girl. So all that chaos, all that controversy makes you sometimes need a little bit of self-care. It needs you, you just need to detox away from all of the nonsense and just do something for you. So wanted to talk to you about self-care today. So like, what does self-care look like for you?
It just really depends. You know, I think for me, most often self-care for me is just slowing down. Slowing down. I think that, you know, my little Virgo brain and like nature makes me feel like I have to be productive all of the time. I have to get done all of the time. I don't mind being busy because I feel like it gives me a sense of like accomplishment when I get things done. But sometimes I oversubscribe myself or I put expectation on myself to do so many different things. And so then I get like stressed out and emotional and I lash out and do all these things. And I think sometimes for me, self-care is slowing down and doing things at my own pace and maybe even doing things at a pace that I didn't think it would initially take. Like maybe I was really ambitious about what I thought it was going to be. And it's like, you know, it's, you're going to have to really slow this down because this is all you can right now. So slowing down in that sense and really just listening to myself has been like the hugest part of it, which is like when you're feeling grumpy and you're feeling like that, take a nap.
Take a
nap. So I feel like slowing down and taking naps are a huge part of my self-care. Like those are like the very simplest, like, and probably positive things. There's some things that I claim to be self-care that I'm gonna get to that ain't quite self-care.
We'll talk about that too.
But, you know, those are the things that I would say most often is that, and like just really taking my time. That is self-care for me. How about you?
Yeah. So for me, I work a lot. You know, I got two jobs, you know, I'm always on the go. I'm always busy. But having to really be aware and know myself like, OK, you know what? It's time. It's time for me to just take care of myself. It's time for me to slow down, like you said. And it's OK to do nothing. You know, I'm the type that I like to go, go, go. But then I need to just sit and just be. I need my brain to calm down. I need to be able to refill my cup because you can't pour from an empty cup. So self-care to me is refilling my cup so that I can pour out more. Sometimes I don't even realize that it's time until I can see it like manifesting in my brain being super quick and moving really fast or my body just being really like heavy and just drawn like down and like, oh my gosh, why am I feeling so like this? Like, you know what? You haven't had your time. So for me, I like to come to the beach, like coming to an island always helps me just recharge and refill that cup. Even when I'm at home, if I can't come here, I'm a bath taker. Like I will take a 3-hour bubble bath and just turn into a whole person in there and just trying to figure out ways that you can take care of yourself. That's literally what it is. What do you enjoy? What fuels and fills you so that you can continue to do everything else that you have to do?
To say that, like you being in Jamaica is like an example of like you doing self-care. You're like, listen, Sabrina, I know we don't film, but you know, sis needs to go ahead and pour into herself. So I need to take this. And you still managed to make it on the show. So that just shows that you're responsible, but you balance it. You balance your commitments with what you need to do for yourself. So I love that.
Yes. You still have to balance. Yeah, you have to balance. And like I said, like I literally just booked this trip last week. I kind of came to the awareness of, girl, I'm about to reach my breaking point. You know, it's been a lot. 2024 has been 2024. And so it was like, okay, girl, I have to go away. I literally booked the trip. I hit up my girl. I was like, hey, what you doing Friday? She said nothing. I said, I'm going to Jamaica. She said, all right, I'm free. And we literally booked a trip. And I know that we are privileged to be able to have the resources to do that. But whatever it is that works for you, do that so that you can take care of yourself.
Question about your baths. Do you have that wooden board that goes across your bathtub and you just up your wide?
No, I'm getting ready to do a whole bathroom renovation, but right now we have just a tub that has little built-in things on the side. So I have a wine glass, I have my candles, I have, you know, my music going, I have little speakers in there, I have my NDRE, my Maxwell, all that stuff. And I just zone out and I'm like, oh shoot, it's been 3 hours and I'm still in the tub. So let me get up.
Because every time you say you take a 3-hour nap, I think about like those influencers on Instagram that have like the whole little tray in front of them, backs and everything. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. I did listen. I did see this meme online the other day that I just felt like was so accurate. It was like, you know, I don't want to be booked and busy. I want to be moderately busy and well-rested. And I was like, yo, I love that.
I love that. Like, when did booked and busy become a badge of honor? Like, I would much rather be rested and recovered and recharged instead of booked and busy. That's not what I want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely taking that time to listen to your body and like make adjustments along the way, whether it's adjusting your own thoughts about it, right? Or adjusting others, people's expectations of what you can do and how you're going to be able to show up. I mean, it's just incredibly important.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. Are there things that you do that you claim to be self-care, but you're like, eh, they're not really self-care?
I guess my wine.
Oh.
Oh, my wine. That's my self-care. I'm like, oh, okay, I deserve this glass of wine tonight. But is it really self-care?
Yeah.
It feels like self-care because it helps my mind calm down and slow down. But everything in moderation.
Yeah. I feel like that about like, coming home and just like binging on reality TV, like that, like this is me unplugging and letting my mind just like kind of like take a break,
right,
or whatever. Or shopping. I'm like, this is retail therapy.
Retail therapy. Yes. That's funny.
I bought these shoes. I needed it. I need self-care.
Retail therapy is a thing. Is a thing. What other go-to self-care things do you do? Like if you're home, like what do you do? I do my baths. What are your self-care besides the binging?
Oh, well, like I said, I like to take naps when I can. I really wish that siesta was a thing here. Like I think that the countries have it right where you yourself in the middle of the day. I think that it's so important. So I try to like do that myself. Like I'll block off time on my calendar just so that like I don't have any meetings. I don't have anything in it allows me a chance to kind of like maybe take a nap. Maybe it's just honestly just getting from behind the screen and like not looking at a blue screen and being able to just kind of like unplug quickly. So that's probably like the biggest thing for me. And the days that I'm able to do that are the days that I see myself in a better mood. Also say self-care is also exercise for me. Like I realize that when I don't exercise for a few days, I don't feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like my emotions start to like kind of out, like wander a little bit. But when I exercise, I just feel good about myself. And it's not like I'm particularly good at running or particularly good at any of the exercises that I do. They hurt really bad. You know what I'm saying? There's something about killing myself in exercise in the gym that just like kind of like just rest, makes me focus on something like very simple and then makes me feel good afterwards. So I would say that there's that part. And then I have like a whole, I have my own body goals, right? So I'm like, okay, well, we need body goals in the process too. So I would say it's that. It's definitely exercise. It's definitely naps. It's definitely being able to slow down. How about you?
The spa. The spa is my go-to. I'll go to the spa, get a massage, and just even have like some of the spas in the DC area have like water facilities and different saunas and, you know, rejuvenating tubs and things like that. So I'll just spend a day at the spa. I'll take myself to lunch, have lunch by myself, and just kind of just pamper myself. That pampering makes me feel rested and ready to go.
I feel you. I need to get more habit of going to spas more regularly. For me, it's a treat. Like I don't go nearly as often as I would like to go. Like I go meet big trip saying.
Wow, twice a year. Okay.
Like I don't really go like that often. Like I'm usually doing it for somebody's birthday or my birthday. It's a treat. Like it's a treat that I'm going to do these things.
Oh no, girl, I'm going once a month.
I mean, I go to massage, but in terms of like the whole like spa like experience, like hot tubs and you know, body water. Nah, I'm not that like twice a year. So I do want to get more in the habit of this. Honestly, it's like more kind of like self, but I consider it self-care. It's getting my nails done. Helping and getting my nails done. It's just time for me. Because they're doing your hands, it's just a time to like take a break and let somebody else take care of me for a while that I really appreciate. And you know, I'm pretty adamant about staying on top of like my nail schedule and getting energy. So I feel like that is the regular thing for me, is like going to the nail salon, these nails be taking, how long they take? That's like a two and a half hour, depending on how long it is, you know, of me just me time. So
yeah. No, I think that's important. Whatever it is that you enjoy, whatever brings you happiness is another form of self-care. So whether it's your nails, whether it's the spa, whether it's, you know, going for a walk, whatever it is. I do remember like when I turned 30, like my life was kind of all over the place. I had a lot of health issues. It's when I had cancer, and it just made me switch my thinking. Like, why am I working so hard when life is so short? Now, I'm a hard worker. I'm always going to grind. I'm a very ambitious woman, but I want my life to be filled with more happiness and relaxation instead of work and busyness. Like we talked about not being booked and busy. And I think that when I changed my mindset, I was able to show up better in my work. When I stopped making work my priority and made me my priority, I showed up better in those spaces. So I think that a lot of women sometimes feel like, oh, I can't pamper myself. I can't, you know, recharge or do self-care because I have to do this, this, and this. I have to take care of the family. I have to take care of the kids. I have to work. I have all these responsibilities. But how are you showing up for those responsibilities when you're not taking care of yourself? And I think that that's really important, to make sure that your cup is full so that you can, you know, fill others. Like when you're on the airplane, they say, you know, something, the mask drop, put it on yourself before you help somebody else. You know, make sure that you are taken care of so that you can be your best self for all those other responsibilities.
Absolutely. You know, I'm definitely a big believer. I work to live. I live to work.
Yes.
Being slave to the work schedule and not being slave to, like I said, again, the expectations. That's something that my sister often says. She's like, no one told you had to do these things. You subscribe to these things, and then you're in service or servitude to the things that you signed up for, to the things that you put on yourself. So, like, you know, making sure that I'm just being realistic about that. I also thought it was interesting when you were talking about, like, women and all the different roles that we play. I do think that there's something about, and I know you don't like to be called this, us millennial women. Something about our generation, right, that's, like, a little particularly sensitive to this. Because I'm thinking about it, like, I really don't know if my mom really was ever thinking about it in this way of like, okay, you know, how am I pouring into myself? How am I balancing this out? How am I, and maybe she did, and maybe it's worth the conversation me having with her, but I just feel, you know, I don't know if generations previous to us, if women have really been able to have the ability or flexibility, or, you know, have really had luxury. That luxury of being able to say, you know what about me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if my mom ever had that what about me moment. Like, I can't remember one time my mom going on like a girls trip or my mom doing something like that. You know what I mean? Like, and that's an extreme, right? A girls trip. But like, I don't remember my mom being like, yeah, mom's going to go to the spa. I don't remember her saying that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of think that I'm happy to say that, you know, my girls, in addition to all these different roles that we have, but I just don't think that has happened in generations before us.
No, you're completely right. I hadn't even thought about it like that. But when I think about my mom and my grandmom, you know, they didn't have that luxury to be able to do that and that mindset of prioritizing themselves. But I'm happy that our generation, and especially the generations after us, they are really, you know, making sure they're taking care of themselves. So I'm happy.
Like, okay, completely.
Oh, no, yeah. The paradigms are definitely
to work.
Right. Why do I have to give a 2 weeks notice? I'm out. Yeah. So. Yeah, I definitely think the next generation are really taking that to. We have a little beach party down there. But no, I really think that the next generation is taking care of themselves. And I love that for them.
Yeah, me too. They're taking it to the next extreme where it's like, I understand that you don't want to work, but you got to pay bills.
Right. Them bills
woman. And some of them even challenge that, like, that's a capitalist mindset. And I'm like,
yeah,
it is what it is, bro. That's where we're at right now. So is there a thing you wanted to do?
That's a good question. Is there something for self-care that I've wanted to do? Yes, I wanted to do, as we were talking about the spa, I want to do a spa trip. So Arizona has some of the best spas in the world. And I would like to just go to Arizona, go to Sedona or Phoenix, and just like go to all the different spas and just make a whole trip of visiting different spas and different treatments and just having that as my trip. Like not going to the beach, not going to this, but just going to a spa trip. And I would love to do that in Phoenix.
Yeah, I've been to Sedona. I liked it. I've been to a spa there. I've liked it. It's like eco luxury because everything's very like environment conscious and stuff like that. So it was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend, and I would definitely go again, girl.
Come on, girl. Let's book it. You know me. Let's go next week.
You might need a little bit more notice, but you know. And similar lines to you, you know, I would love to go on like a wellness retreat. Like I always see these things that people do where they go to these very remote destinations and they're in the middle of nature and they're having like, you know, sound baths and massages and time for meditation and just different things like that. Oh, I would love to do something like that in a very like exotic, like, you know what I mean? That just seems like it would make me peaceful. It would just ground me just by the location alone. So that's a very like luxurious type of like self-care that I would like to do. I definitely think it would be nice.
No, I love that. I love that. We'll make that happen too. Add that to the list.
Is there a self-care at home that you think you could do that you haven't done yet? Something that doesn't require like trips and
after. Right. I guess besides my bath time, I think disconnecting. I know it's difficult to just kind of sit in a dim room with some music, not putting on the TV and just allowing yourself to do nothing. I think that is another form of self-care that we often overlook. Nothingness is something. You know what I mean? Just kind of just allowing yourself to just relax, be on the couch, be in the whatever, be on the chaise, be outside on your deck or your patio or whatever. And not having your phone on, not scrolling social media, not watching TV. You can have on some music or whatever, but just nothingness is something that we. What about you?
I used to theme like my face and stuff like that. I used to do like my own facial. So that's something I've done before, but I want to like bring it back as a way of just kind of like taking care of myself. It was like, I don't know if you've ever seen like the whole Jada Pinkett Smith skincare routine. Girl, it's very elaborate.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's very elaborate. I was like steaming, like multiple rounds of steaming your skin, right? But it just makes you feel just so refreshed and like detox and stuff like that. That was like, oh shit, I need to like get back to that. Cause I was glowing. I was like welding afterwards. I felt so good about. So that's something that I was like, I think we need to like build that back into like my self-care Sunday and stuff like that. Oh, and it's Sunday. So care Sunday.
Yes. Self-care Sunday. So yeah. So guys, if you have some other ideas of what you do to rest and recharge and take care of yourself, let us know. I'm always down for some other options, some other ways that we can rest and recharge. You know, life is a lot. Like we do a lot. We are required a lot. And it's good to make sure that we put ourselves first.
Absolutely. We're going to stop here. We don't necessarily have a game for you all today because we're remote and we're trying
to go hop in this pool. That's going to be my game.
Her game time.
Right.
So thanks again for tuning in. Please like, share, subscribe, leave a comment about what you like, or just maybe answer some of the questions that we've just posed to you today. And as always, we'll be here Thursday evenings at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And make sure you keep it cute, guys. Take care. See you next time.